Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
April 5th, 1933. FDR creates the Civilian Conservation Corps. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Unemployment was pervasive, hope scarce. To put some Americans to work, the newly inaugurated president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, moved quickly to establish the Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC. FDR said, "I propose to create a Civilian Conservation Corps to be used in simple work, not interfering with normal employment, and confining itself to forestry, the prevention of soil erosion, flood control, and similar projects. I call your attention to the fact that this type of work is of definite practical value, not only through the prevention of great present financial loss, but also as a means of creating future national wealth." On this date in 1933, President Roosevelt signed an executive order to begin implementing legislation creating the CCC. It was a vast undertaking. Here I quote from the National World War II Museum's account, quote, "Young men age 18 to 25, unemployed and unmarried, joined the CCC for a six-month enlistment. They could extend that enlistment for up to 2 years. Each worker received $30 a month in payment, a dollar a day, and he was required to send home $22 to $25 each month. He received 3 meals a day, clothing, room and board, and medical care. Many of the young men had never eaten like this before. They had fresh eggs, vegetables, and fruit. In addition to the financial and health benefits, they had the opportunity to expand on their education. Over 40,000 men were taught to read and write while enrolling in educational programs held in the evening after work hours." The CCC was a model of success. On March 9, 1933, President Roosevelt addressed the 73rd Congress to obtain authorization for the program. Only a month later, the induction of the first men into the program came on April 7, 1933. The initial call-up was for 250,000 men. By July of 1933, there were over 300,000 men in the CCC. 1935 was the height of the program, with over 500,000 men serving in over 2,500 camps operating in all states. California had over 150 camps. There were also camps in Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. If you add the support staff, supervisors, education instructors, and administrators, the total was more than 600,000 employed by the CCC. Women were not allowed to join the CCC. African Americans did join the CCC. They lived and worked in separate camps. There were over 88,000 Native Americans in the CCC. World War I veterans were given preference over job locations and job responsibilities. Before the program came to an end, over 3 million Americans served in the CCC. It is estimated roughly 5% of the total male population took part in the CCC during its 9 years. The accomplishments of the CCC were very impressive. Over 2.5 billion trees planted, over 800 state and federal parks constructed, 3,500 fire towers erected, 125,000 miles of roads built, and over 50,000 acres of campgrounds developed. Farmlands benefited from erosion control and revegetation of land lost during the Dust Bowl of the late 1920s and early 1930s. These farmlands were reclaimed. So reports the National World War II Museum. More than land was reclaimed. In a way, so was hope. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.